Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends, we saw in the previous shiur that when a woman is niv'eles and she's not doing it mitzad the maisa, she's not doing an avera because she's not doing a maisa, like a woman who's karka olam. And it's only because achshevei rachmono v'hanoa maisa, that as we saw in the Gemara in Bava Kama, that Lamed Beis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers the hanoa to be like a maisa, only for that reason. There is an aveira here. What this means is that the Torah, what doesn't mean, as we explained in the previous shiur, that the hanoa bat smusa is an aveira. But rather what it means is that the kavana, that the Torah was machshiv, the hanoa that the Torah was machshiv as a maisa, is a din mechudesh of rachmana achshevei lehanoa maisa. It's a new din that the Torah considered Hana to be like a Maisa. But not that the Hana batzmus is an Aveira. It's not the definition. The definition is that the Torah was Machshiv the Hana, and the Torah made the Hana a Maisa Aveira. And that's the Din Mechudesh of Rachmana Achshav Hana Maisa. We compared it to Chametz B'Pesach, She'eno birshuso shel adam, v'kasav asal kilu hu birshusoi. It's not a gilu that it's really in his rishus. No, it's not in his rishus. It's chametz, it's aser. It's not in his rishus. Not his, halachically. But it's a din mechudesh that the pasuk put it in his rishus. So here too, it's a din mechudesh. It's a new din that the Torah made the hana into a maisa. And according to this, it would appear that this is only true when she's chayeves alabia, but if she's anusa, where she's p'tura min hadin, mitzad lunar loisa asedobo, there's no achshevei at all. And since there's no achshevei, it emerges shesof dinahu, shelo rak mitzad oines hi p'tura, el she'ein kan avera shelo klal, v'rak shebegufa oisa haboyel avera, the avera, the boyel, is doing an aveira, using her body as his kli for the aveira. But she, when she's anusa, is doing no aveira at all. That's where that's how we concluded in the previous shir. So now we can explain Tosfos that we saw, who says, why is it that in our Gemara, Ksubas Gimel Amud Beis, Ones is Mutter? Begili Arayos, the din is, Yehorig Val Yavo. So what do you mean? Tell the girl who's going to be raped by the Hegmon that Ones Shari. Lidrish Lid Ones Shari. Why is Ones Shari? Begili Arayos, Yehorig Val Yavo. And it just tells us, she's Karka Olam, and there's no Yehorig Val Yavo. And Tos explains in Sanhedrin that the whole din of Yehorig Val Yavo, Gili Arayos, you learn from Roitzeach. And Roitzeach, when is he chayv to be Moisel Nefesh? Only when he does a Maisa B'Yadayim. But he's not doing a Maisa like when he's thrown on the baby and he crushes the baby, Rachmanu Litzlan. There's no chayv Limsor Atzmai. My Chazis. So here also, she's not doing a Maisa. There's no din of Yehorig Val Yavo. So we can say that according to Tosfos, the reason that the Nevelis doesn't have a chiyuv of Mesirus Nefesh is not merely because she's not doing a Maisa. Because Be'emes, with regard to the chiyuv of Yehorig V'Yal Yavo, Begili Arayos, Ein Nafgamina, Bein Oysa Maisa, Lebein She'eno Oysa Maisa. if the person's over an avera of the gimel averos, there's a chiyuv mesirus nefesh, even when they're not over al yidei maisa. But rather, since the neveles is anusa, and she is ptura from the chiyuv of gilei arayos midun ulenara lo sase davar, the neveles, the one woman who is being raped, and she is absolved from the obligation of Gilei Arayos because of the Pasuk of Lenar Lasai Sedovo. Pasuk says that when the girl is raped, you do nothing to her, she's not punished. So there's no achshave of the Hanal Lemaisa. There's only an achshave when there's an Isser involved. But here there's no achshave that the Hanal is considered a Maisa, and she's not over an Aver at all. And in Mela there's no Chiyur of Mesirus Nefesh. Shirak ala boil ba'oines yesh din yehorig val yavur de soif soif. Hu oiver avera ba'oines. If somebody is boil, he's being forced to have bia with a married woman. He has a din of yehorig val yavur. Why? Because soif, he's being oiver an avera ba'oines. It's an avera that he's being oiver ba'oines. It's ba'oines, but it's an avera. Since the soif dina, at the end of the day, she is not being oiveres any avera because she's not doing a maisa, and there's no achshave hanal in maisa because there's no avera. There's only achshave hanal in maisa when there's an avera, but she's not doing any avera. A man is doing a maisa avera, but the woman, you can't say she's doing a maisa avera because she's not doing a maisa. And there's only an achshavei hanal the maisa when she's doing a maisa avera. But here there's no maisa avera. So the man, when the woman is doing an avera, we consider the hanal to be a maisa. When the woman's not doing an avera, her hanal is not considered a maisa, and here there's no avera. When the man has bia, so he's doing a maisa avera. That can't be argued because he's the active party, and therefore the woman has no chiyuv mesirus nefesh. Now, if they tell her to be the active party to bring the erva upon her, then she has to be mesirus nefesh, like Tosfos writes in Avodah Zarah and Daled Amud Aleph. Because then she's being oiveres the avera. And this might be like the nikaf we spoke about in the previous shir. The one whose head is being rounded, shaved, so if he's helping, then it's his avera too. And so too with the avera of shvichus domim. Shevadei chiyuv mesirus nefesh hu gam ksheino oisem maise. Even when he's not doing a maisa, if he's doing an avera of shvichus domim, he has to be moiser nefesh, like the Minchas Chinuch proved from Ben Ptura, who says Yamusu Shneim. Even though he's not doing a maisa, when he drinks the water to kill his friend, but he still can't take all the water. This is all if he's actually being oiver and shvichus domim. But somebody who's being cast upon a baby is not chayev to be killed. Why? Because there he's not the roitzeach, like Rabbeinu Chaim writes. Just al yedei gufo nases ritzicha. With his body, ritzicha is being done. He's the kli. And only in such an instance the Tosfos write that he's not chayev in Mesirus Nefesh. Why not? The my chazis that the baby's blood is redder, maybe his blood is redder, the guy they're throwing on the baby. And there he's not doing a maisa. So again, the yesod is if he's not doing a maisa aveiro, if he's just a kli, and the aveiro is being done with him, but he is not doing an aveiro, there's no chi of mesirus nefesh. Sai by arayis, where she's not doing a maisa, and sai by ritzicha, because it's not considered he's doing Ritzicha, the Aveiro of Ritzicha. He's not considered the Roitzeach. And according to this, the comparison that Tosis makes, Karka Oilam Begili Arayis, to somebody who's being thrown on a baby, is a good comparison. Because being thrown on the baby, he's not the Roitzeach, he's not being Oivel Le'averas Ritzicha Kol Eker, just his body is the Kli. And therefore there's no Din of Yehark Val Yavor. And it's the same word by Gili Arayis. She's not being Overas and Aver at all. And Tosis learned very well from Roitzeach, Shemashe Begufa Nasis Avera, Eina Mechai Voisa Bim Sichus Nefesh. Because an Aver is doing dump done with her body. That's not Mechayiv her and Mesilus Nefesh. So now we understand. But it says in our Sugya that she can get married on Wednesday and have beer with the Hegmon, Validish Udonis Shari, even though she's putting herself in a matzav of Pikuach Nefesh, where she is having beer in the end, because if she resists, then it's Pikuach Nefesh. How are you now allowed to put yourself in a matzav of Pikuach Nefesh? So based on what we explained, this has nothing to do with the sheet of the Balam Or L'Gabe Milo when the water was spilled before the Bris Milah. And you know that if you do the Bris Milah on Shabbos, you're going to have to heat up water for the baby again. And that's going to be Chil Shabbos. You're now allowed to put yourself in that matzav. So don't do the Milah necessitating the heating up of the water. So we said, so don't go to the Hegmon necessitating this Avera for Pikuach Nefesh. Because Gabi Mila, you know how to put yourself in a matzav of Chil Shabbos, even though there's going to be a heter of Pikuach Nefesh. Because there, you're Mamish Mechal Shabbos Bechibum Hamayim, just as a heter of Pikuach Nefesh. And you know how to be Machnis yourself to a heter of Pikuach Nefesh. Mashentain over here, we see that when she's a Nusa, at the end, there's no Rachmana Achshabe Lahana Maisa, she's not Oivera Savero Kol Iker, and therefore she's not Machnis herself to any Avero. So that's super duper amazing. And Amir Tzashem, we have a lot more to talk about in this topic. This is simply amazing. And B'li Neder, anachnu od namshich v'nachzor lishnot perek zeh. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.